How should you respond to puppy love or those first yearnings for romance that you see in your children? As parents, it's pretty easy to categorize those situations as cute and to not take them seriously. But your child's emotions are real, and they might feel very vulnerable in a moment like that. I'm John Fuller, and we addressed this during a recent Focus on the Family broadcast. Jim Daly and I talked with Pastor D.A. and Alicia Horton. They were childhood sweethearts, but their love story had a rocky start because of some misunderstandings about affection and friendship during the early years.
What advice do you have for moms and dads who see what we would probably term kind of childish love romance? You know, it's just the friendship ring and, you know, what little boys and girls do. And
yeah,
what's a way that a parent can manage that well?
One of the things that we have incorporated is we try to be proactive with our kids. We introduce them to content before the world can. We try to, in as much as relationship, dating, sex, marriage.
Based off their individual maturity.
Yeah. And just that, we want them to understand their story is not always going to be like our story. So we don't want our kids thinking, I'm going to meet my husband when I'm 9 or 10 years old. We don't want them to think that.
Exactly.
And we just, hey, there's a uniqueness that God is writing your story, and it's not going to be like mom and dad's, and that's an okay thing. That's not a bad thing. But we, our parents, were really not proactive in walking. We never, quote unquote, had the talk, those kind of things, until like a week out before getting married for Alicia. And for me, it was just, I learned things from the guys on the street. Like, that's where I learned everything about relationships.
Even music, though you're in the church.
Even though I was
that's
in the church.
Amazing.
We just didn't talk about it because there was two extreme polar opposites. On the streets, it was promiscuity, this false sense, a toxic masculinity, this false sense of security in your sexual prowess. Then you have the culture that we grew up in, which was the purity culture in the church with the promise rings and, you know, wait till you're married.
We had a hard time finding that balance.
Yeah, there was, and because in the church, it was like, we really don't talk about this. You got to, you know, stay pure
Accident.
Until you're married. Mm-hmm. And there was really no on-ramps. There was really no nuance. It was binary. It was either you go full bore sexuality or you just suppress your sexuality and don't talk about it, put a ring on and just quote scripture. And it was just like, man, there's so many complexities to this. So we tried to, as parents, have those real legitimate dialogues. So we ask our kids proactively, you know, we let them know it's okay to be attracted to individuals. That's not a bad thing. Let's walk through a healthy attraction. This is how God wired us. This is how he wired sexuality. So we're telling them at young ages, like we're showing them in scripture, one man, one woman inside the covenant of marriage for life. This is the beautiful framework for sexual expression. Everything outside of that, babies, it's not holy. It's not righteous. God is not pleased with it. It's going to add consequences.
Right.
And so we try to proactively dialogue with them and talk to them candidly about, hey, you know, is there someone that you're interested in? And remind them, but you can be friends. That's as far as it's going to go.
Right.
And so we kind of really try to temper it that way.